The Sentences of the Syriac Menander. Menander the Sage. Before everything, fear God, and honor the one that is older than you, for thus you shall be honored by God. Flee from everything that is hateful. There is no one who follows his stomach or his lust who immediately shall not be dishonored and despised. Blessed is the man who has mastered his stomach and his lust. The main source of all good things is the fear of God. It delivers us from all evil things. And in your distress you will call upon him, and he will listen to your voice. The affairs of men, however, will not last, since their life is until the house of death. Comely is youth, but it is with men only for a short time, and then old age makes it fade away. Pleasant are life, goods, and children, but more pleasant than these is a good name. Excellent is joy, when quarrel and violence are far from it. Good is friendship, which continues to the house of death. Lovely is wisdom, when it is not puffed up. Excellent is faithfulness, when it is coupled with sound judgment. Insipidity leads the mind astray. Agitation makes one lose his senses. An evil heart causes griefs and sighings. Jealousy is the cause of evil and strife. The belly can be disgraceful. The tongue brings one to misery. I have watched, but the dwelling place of men is Sheol, and this is the place of rest which God determines for men, that they may rest from the evil things which they saw in their life. Menander the Sage said, prior to the words of man are all his activities, water and seed, plants and children. It is good to plant plants, and it is comely to beget children. Praiseworthy and good is the seed, but he through whom it comes to pass, he is to be praised before everything. Fear God and honor your father and mother. Do not laugh at old age, for that is where you shall arrive and remain. Honor him who is older than you, and God will raise you to honor and dignity. You shall do no murder, and your hand shall not do what is hateful, for the sword lies in the midst. There is no one who cruelly kills who will not himself be killed immediately. Listen every day to the words of your father and mother, and seek not to offend and dishonor them. For the son who dishonors and offends his father and mother, God ponders his death and his misfortune. Honor your father in the proper way. Do not despise your friends, and do not dishonor those who honor you. If your son grows out of his boyhood as one who is humble and wise, teach him the book of wisdom, for the book is good to learn wisdom from. Wisdom is bright eyes and an excellent tongue. Eyes that are bright will not be blinded, and a tongue that speaks wisely will not begin to stammer. And if your son grows out of his boyhood as one who is brutish, crude, and insolent, one who is thievish, deceitful, and provocative, teach him the profession of gladiator, and put his hand into a sword and a dagger, and pray for him that he shall die, shall be killed immediately, lest by his living on you should grow old through his frauds and expenses, while he does not produce anything good for you. Every bad son should die and not live on. And as for an adulterous woman, her feet are not firm, for she deceives her good husband. And a man who does not correctly deal with his wife, even God hates him. Keep your son away from fornication and your servant from the cabaret, since these make one acquainted with the habit of stealing. Drink wine moderately and do not boast of it, for wine is indeed mild and sweet, but every man that quarrels and boasts of it will immediately be dishonored and despised. But when your thirst is quenched, depart, but not so that what is left is what dogs eat, the vomit of the stomach. There are two hateful things, and in both of them the stomach is involved. Starvation, the stomach is swollen. Satiety, the stomach is at a bursting point. And there is no one which follows his lust in his stomach, who will not immediately be dishonored and despised. Blessed is the man who has mastered his stomach and his lust. He is one on whom one can rely on at all times. Hateful is the custom of lying down at an improper time. Sleep carries us into Sheol. Dreams unite us with the dead. Hateful is laziness. It is hungry and thirsty, naked and lamenting. How comely and praiseworthy is industry! At all times it is a filled stomach and a bright face. Even if one does not have success, he will not be blamed. Do not be quarrelsome. Do not stretch out your hand against one older than you. For the companions of Homer asked him, "Whosoever will smite an old man, what will happen to him?" He said to them, "His eyes will be blinded." And whosoever will beat his mother, what will happen to him? He said to them, "The earth shall not receive him, for she is the mother of all men." And again they asked him, "And whosoever will smite his father, what will happen to him?" Homer said to his companions, "This has not happened, and so it cannot be taken into account. For a son who beats his father does not exist unless his mother bore him after committing adultery with a foreigner. More than everything, love your father. You shall fear him and honor him. And do not despise, do not dishonor your mother. For 10 months long she bore you in her womb, and when she gave birth to you, she was at the point of death. Do not laugh at the words of the aged, nor curl your lips in scorn at the aged, and do not despise the poor. For old age has its infirmities, and man has to accept them, but when he descends into the grave, he will find rest. For there was a man who fell very badly, and no one believed with respect to him that he would stand on his feet again. But at some moment God took him by the hand and raised him and brought him back to great honor. For neither riches are everlasting, nor at all times is there poverty, for subject to change are all things. For I have seen someone who stood up to kill, and he was killed, and someone they seized that he should die, and he found life. For as for God, he who casts down by him will not be so forever. Nor will he who was humiliated by him be so at all times. And if you want to take a wife, make first inquiries about her tongue, and take her only then. For a talkative woman is a hell, and a bad man is a deadly plague. You shall fear God at all times, so that you may call upon him in your distress, and he will listen to your voice. Do not rejoice over a dead man, over one who dies, because all men will go to the eternal house. They are mortal. If you have an enemy, do not pray with respect to him that he may die, for when he is dead, he is delivered from his misfortunes. But pray with respect to him that he may become poor. Then he will live on, and perhaps may cease from his evil practices. Do not intervene between brothers, and do not seek to pronounce a judgment between them. If brothers fight with each other, what business is it of yours? For they are brothers, and they will be reconciled. But as for you, they despise you in their minds. Do not pass through a market street in which there is a quarrel, lest if you pass through, you badly suffer. And if you part them, you be wounded, and your garments be rent. And if you stand there and watch, you be summoned to court to give evidence. Hate being wounded. Refuse to bring out false witness. Be fond of possessions, but hate stealing. For possessions are life, but stealing is at all times death. If you meet a bad man in the market street, do not sit down immediately, lest if you give ear to that bad man, everyone who sees you will call you the companion of the bad man. And lest if you do not heed him or adhere to his opinion, he reviles you and molests you in his wickedness. Do not dine with a bad servant, lest his master accuse you of teaching his servant to steal. Hate a bad servant, and beware of a free man who steals. For just as you have not the competence to kill a servant, neither have you the capacity to restrain a free man. God hates the bad servant who hates and dishonors his master. If you see a bad servant in deplorable misfortune, do not feel sorry for him, but say, "Alas, for his master, what a piece of property!" Love the industrious servant who is active with works with zeal in the house of his master. As for every bad man, God gives him over into slavery, but every industrious man is worthy to rise in honor and greatness. Reject and hate a lascivious old man, for as you are not able to restrain the wind, so you cannot restrain or educate such an old man. Do not leave the way, and do not go astray, and do not walk wickedly. Do not be quarrelsome, lest a quarrel arise which reduces you to poverty. And if you lie, immediately you shall be despised. And if you speak wickedly, your face shall grow pale. If you are boastful, you shall prove harmful to yourself. If you recline at table among many others, do not open your purse in their presence, and do not show what you have with you, lest they borrow from you, but do not pay you back. And when you ask them about it, they will strive with you, and call you a sour man. In short, you will lose what was yours, and moreover, you will become their enemy. Love your brothers, and make your words pleasing to your friends. For I went about and sought something that can be likened to good friends, but I did not find it. Rejoice at your sons, Father, for they are a real joy. However, the position of brothers, the sons do not take for me. See my sons and brothers. For your sons pray for your death, since through your death he will receive honor, and will occupy your position, and will live on your goods at will. But your brothers pray to God for life, because as long as you live they are splendid, but through your death they are handicapped. Your sons will call them your brothers, worthless fellows. But it is a bad and foolish son who thinks of these things, a bad thought in his heart, focused on his father's death. The bad son does not understand that if his father dies, it is not good for the sons. The head of the family no longer lives for them. Love and honor your father because he gave himself to you. Do not despise your friends, and do not dishonor those who honor you. And he with whom you had a meal, do not walk with him in a treacherous way. And when you are going to your friend, if your friend really loves you, and if you are really dear to him, his children will show you that outwardly. If they eagerly watch for your presence, be convinced that your friend loves you, and that you are dear to him. But if his children do not eagerly watch for your coming, even he, your friend, is unwilling to see you. Leave, go home. Tardily does the freeborn appreciate his home, and the maidservant the house of her master. If you see a noble man who loses his rank of honor, do not seek to dishonor him further. On the contrary, honor him in a correct way, and give him that which you can. For great is the charity which you practice when you give to a man who lost his possessions and rank and honor. If you have, give to him. And if you have not, and cannot give to him, then visit him with good and gentle words. And say to him, do not be afraid, and may God purpose something good for you. Keep yourself away from adultery. Why should you want to buy polluted and putrid water, whose beginning is dwindling and whose end is light and loose? And walk in a straight line with the head raised, and be chaste in your thoughts. Remember and see, just as you do not wish your wife to commit adultery with another, likewise also do not wish to commit adultery with your neighbor's wife. And if you are very keen on not losing anything, you should also be keen on not stealing. Everything that is hateful to you, you should not wish to do that to your neighbor. Let not your way of life be arrogant, lest it be harmful to you. And if you are impudent, this will not be pleasant for you. You shall not learn hunting. If the weariness of life is not to fall upon you, if you should wish to learn it, if you would be searching for something that you have not lost, and you would not find something that is beautiful, because it is contemptible. As for the king, he is honored by his princes, but the gods are despised by their priests. Do not invite a priest who despises his gods. If you invite a wicked priest to your house, he gives you a blessing each time that he enters, but makes complaints each time that he departs. And if you place food before him, his one hand indeed goes to his mouth, but the other takes the food away, and puts it into his bag, to take it along with him for his children. Have more love for a dog than you have for such a priest. If the dog has enough food, he leaves the remains behind in your house. But if the priest has enough food, he takes the remains along with him for his children, and makes complaints in addition. Be welcome, if at least your garments are fair, and if your purse is filled. A meal makes company pleasant. Riches multiply friends, but if a man's foot falters, all his friends are gone. A gift makes words pleasant. With someone who is richer than you, do not dine every day. For if you happen to visit him, he would receive you with the bounds of his daily expenditures. But if he happens to visit you, You would spend because of him what you have collected in 30 days, and thereby ruin yourself. Divination gladdens the hearts of fools. Astrology infatuates the mind of the stupid. One who remains in the market street is an idler. Stealing is the constructor of a cross. Bad amusement is the teacher of falsehood and theft. Keep a boy away from evil things. The school keeps one far from death. Handicraft delivers one from misfortune. The law is a divine appeal. Hateful is loquacity, and excessive laughter is a true disgrace. Disorderly conduct, despise it at all times. Reject, hate the talkative person who interrupts others, but who himself speaks the more. Though he had even 10,000 enemies, they would not hurt him like his own tongue. Every day he is involved in a deadly fight, and he has not a bright face, due to the words for which he is censured. There, nothing exists better than silence. Being silent is at all times a virtue. Even if a fool is silent, he is counted wise. Never lose heart. Do not fall back in battle, for whosoever does not fall back in battle and gives himself unto death shall immediately find life and a good name, and he shall be praised. He who speaks boldly in court shall be declared innocent. Riches without fuss are a true power, but not everyone knows how to administer them. For if someone has inflated his stomach, he will die, and if he does not remember the end, he will perish. If, on the other hand, you calm down your stomach, you will grow rich, and if you will remember the end, it will be well with you. To act as a judge is fine. Take care that you do not pronounce judgment over a foolish man, because even if you should try to assist the fool in his case, he will still revile you, and he will say to many others, "He has condemned me." Do not dine with a wicked man, for even what is your own he will consume, and in his wickedness he will say about you evil and hateful things. Do not listen to a talkative and verbose woman. Do not believe her. If she complains to you of her husband, for he did not sin against her, but she did irritate him every day with her wicked tongue. Do not measure your strength with one who is stronger than you, or one who forces you to strive with him. Do not say to yourself, "Maybe I will cast him down," lest he cast you down. Then you will be ashamed in the presence of many bystanders. Be bold against one who contends you, and do not forgive him the revilements against your father. Do not cast a glance at your maidservant in your house, and do not be fond of impurity and prodigality. Do never besmirch your honor, for if you raise your eyes in your house, you will become very sad. But if you are chaste, you will be happy and fortunate, because God hates impurity and prodigality. Even for men, these are a disgrace. If you have goods, if you have possessions, be humble and kind, and give. Do not flaunt. And if you have no possessions, if you are poor, bow yourself down and be gentle. Be not stubborn. Flauntings and stubbornness are hateful to men. Do not turn away your eyes from your father and mother, and do not curl your lips in scorn at testicles and breasts, and do not honor the God who made you. However, remember and see, if our eyes become great, they still cannot surpass our eyebrows. For if you have surpassed your father and mother, and if, as it is now, your time and your fate, you are to be called master and lord. It is due to the name of your father and mother that all people call you so. If you have goods, if you have possessions, live on your possessions as long as you are alive, and your eye can see and your foot can walk. For remember and see, one cannot use his goods in Sheol. And riches do not accompany one into the grave. Therefore you shall not deny yourself the good things, for better is one day under the sun than 100 years in Sheol. Be energetic in your youth, as long as your eye can see and your foot can walk, as long as your strength is great. But when you have become aged and weary, sit down and live on your possessions. And comely is youth when the man is energetic, and when he is successful through his strength. Let anxieties never dominate your heart, because it is a bad thing to nurse anxiety. For many are the years which a man does not really live. Their anxieties slowly kill him. If you are anxious, you shall die, and if you are sad, you shall never really live. For short and limited is the space of life, which God determines for men. and he mingled for them many bad things with a few good things. The main source of all good things is the fear of God. It delivers one from all evil things. A treasure it is. Not always, however, will last the affairs of men, since their life is until the house of death. Comely and praiseworthy is youth, but it is with men for only a short time, and then old age makes it fade away. Pleasant are life, goods, and buildings, but more pleasant than these is a good name. Praiseworthy and radiant is joy, when quarrel and violence are far from it. Good and excellent is friendship, which continues to the house of death. Unpretentious is wisdom, when it is not puffed up. Good is faithfulness, when it is coupled with sound judgment. Praiseworthy is industry, when someone is energetic and successful. Laziness is a bad thing when a person's body should be vigorous. Intemperance provokes conflict. Wisdom keeps one back from wickedness. Hope comforts the heart. Insipidity leads the mind astray. Agitation makes one lose his senses. An evil heart causes grief and sighing. Jealousy is the cause of evil and strife. The belly can be a disgraceful thing. The tongue brings to misery. Radiant and comely are riches, but the good man hardly acquires them. Hateful and dark is poverty, when accompanied by disease and loss. Riches are merely a step to honor. Rest is a great blessing. Riches that will not reduce to poverty are strong power. Wretched poverty means illness and disease. Health means joy and rejoicing. Old age is the frontier of death. Poverty is the dregs of all evil, when it takes up its abode in old age. And the last part of life is death. The grave hides the dust. Fever corrupts charming people. Health and good cheer makes one's appearance charming. Death corrupts even the firm body. But dissolution forms first 10 parts, and then death corrupts in one part that was well prepared. These bad and good things are mingled in the life of men, not to mention fever, tumors, diseases, and other great calamities, which are called the angels of death. And no one can choose and take for himself what is good and avoid what is bad, but men go their way according to what God measures out for them, as long as he allows them to live. Neither should men despair because they cannot live longer than it is determined for them. Nor should we angrily complain against God because of the misfortunes that befall us. For how often it happens that someone, even when he suffers misfortunes, rises again to honor and dignity. One should, however, in the sorrow that befalls him, not be excessively sad, and through his groaning badly vex himself, because he will not be of any help to a deceased, even if he falls down and greatly suffers after his death. But he who is wise, even when the deceased is very dear to him, shall accompany him with tears to the tomb. But when the deceased has been buried, let him, even him, overcome his groaning, and let him remember and consider in his mind that he himself shall also die. And this, Sheol, is the place of rest which God determines for men, that they may rest there from the evil things which they saw in their life. Menander has come to an end.